This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
This is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. We've got another exciting book launch day. We're going to celebrate some of our best-selling authors, and we are going to introduce to you an amazing new book that you can get tomorrow, if you're listening to this live, for free on Amazon. It's called Viva La Vida, and it is talking about living your life to the fullest, how you can live and have your best life. And in the end, isn't that what we all really want, is to live a full, fulfilled life and to live up to the utmost of what we can be? I mean, really, all of us really, really want to be the best version of ourselves. And this book will really help you do it. I'm really excited to be able to share with you the interview that I did with Dr. Charlotte Jones Burton and her husband, Delvin A. Burton, as they were talking to me about their brand new book and how much you can live your life. Join me in welcoming my two special guests today, Dr. Charlotte Jones Burton and her husband, Delvin Burton. Hi, guys. Thanks for being here today.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having us.
Hi, Steve. Really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
Today, we're going to talk about your amazing new book. It's called Viva La Vida. Now, for those of you who don't know, roughly translated, that basically means live life. So talk to me a little bit about that. How did you come upon the understanding that you really needed to live your life?
Well, Steve, I guess I'll start because this really came from a lesson that I learned from my mother, who unfortunately is no longer with us today. But during the time that she was ending her journey here on earth, she always told me that life is for the living. And what I took from that and really what her life embodied was that the present is really all that we have, and so we should maximize it. We really shouldn't get stuck in the past, living in the past, or thinking about the future. Really, today is the day that we have, and this is the day that we should really make sure that we make the most of, because tomorrow's not promised, and yesterday is gone.
And for me, Steve, Charlotte's mom was a great influence. It was great to have a mother-in-law who really embodied and inspired me, embodied great things, but inspired me on a day-to-day basis, and gave me the gift of her daughter and wanted to make sure that I took care of her daughter in her absence, of course. So given that, what I really focused on in that particular saying was the living part. And, you know, life is for the living, but that living actually takes action. You can't sit back, let life happen to you, that you actually have to go out and act and do. And that's what she really charged me to do. In making sure that I was there to be a partner for Charlotte and then taking care of her grandson ultimately. So definitely an inspiration and definitely something that we wanted to share with others around what she provided, what she inspired and provided to us. We're hoping we can do that for other people.
So yeah, tell me a little bit about you guys and what you and your company does.
Yeah, so Steve, Devin and I have been married for 21 years. I am a physician and Devin is an educator.
And Be Inspired, Steve, is a company that Charlotte and I have formed. And our vision is to really build the mental, physical, and social capacity of the communities we serve. And our mission is to inspire others to pursue meaningful experiences that maximize their passion, purpose, and potential.
I like that. So the book, Viva La Vida, what was your intent? What do you help to, get people to really get from this book?
Yeah, so Steve, what we hope that people will get from this book is really a process to live their best life by understanding what their values are and using their values to inform their vision for their life, and then translating that vision into action.
I like what you were saying in the book about the fact that, you know, it's great to have your core values. It's good to have vision boards, but without action, none of it really makes a difference.
Yeah, Steve, action is at the core. I mean, values are at the core of it, but until you actually act, all of the things that we ultimately talk about in the book and that we want people to think about are for naught. It's the action and actually starting to live and move in a way that aligns with your values, where you actually are able to live and see the fulfillment that you're actually aspiring to create for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know there are just about everybody, it seems like, around the first of the year, they make a new list of New Year's resolutions. This is going to be the things I'm going to do this year. And yet, you know, often by, you know, what, January 3rd or 4th, people have fallen off of that wagon again. You know, what would you say to people who really, truly do want to have a map for their life? How can we do that successfully?
Right. So I think one of the things that I want to encourage people to think about is consistency, and not to get thwarted when they aren't necessarily moving. As you mentioned, you know, January 3rd hits and they realize that they're off track. Getting off track is sort of a natural part of the human condition. We start off with a set of goals that we're trying to work towards. We recognize that we're not necessarily doing the things necessary to achieve that. But what we do have is the ability to get back on track and recognize that, you know, things may be good or things may not necessarily be good. I'm not doing the things that I ultimately want to do to be able to achieve that fulfilled life that I'm trying to target. So when we recognize that and actually reflect and take a moment to say, okay, where am I and what do I need to do differently? And then to put into play, again, that framework that Charlotte and I have actually laid out in the book, where it is reminding yourself as part of that reflection, what was your vision? Reminding yourself of what are those values that you bring to the table, and then making sure that, okay, if I haven't taken action, what if I missed the boat? And then moving forward in a new way and actually identifying opportunities for yourself moving forward. So this is not a system that's designed to really punish anybody or for people to get down on themselves, but to recognize that there are opportunities for you to grow and develop, and that, again, getting off track may be a natural part of that process, but what we want to do is make sure that people see the simplicity in what we're articulating as a way to also get back on track.
And I will add that this is not something that can only be done at the beginning of the year. This is really a blueprint for living life that can be done at any part, you know, during the year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, it's important for us always to remember that we can always start over. We can always reboot. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life. You know, you don't have to worry about what was, but just we can move on. So for people who would like to work with you guys, how can a person get in contact with you?
Yeah, so the best way for someone to get in contact with us is by email, and I'll give you both of our email addresses. My email address, Dr. Charlotte Jones Burden, is doccjbinspires@gmail.com, and Delvin's email address is dabinspires@gmail.com.
Okay. So leave the listeners with something specific, something that they could do right now today to begin to really identify some of those core values that they want to really live their life in.
encourage someone as a quick first step to think about what values are most important to them, to really start in that place. Because it's in identifying those 3 to 5 values that are really important to an individual that they can then think about the next phase of the process, which is then moving into vision. What is it that they want for themselves? What do they ultimately want to do differently? But I think, again, a solid first step is to think about what are those values. Let your values guide you into a vision, what that desired state is for your life, and then think about one action that you're willing to take. You can even kind of do it 1 to 1 to 1. If we're thinking about that, what is the one value? What potentially then does that value lead you into identifying as a vision? And then what's that one action that you're willing to take as a result of?
I think that's good things. You know, really identify your values and then really take action in them. The book is called Viva La Vida. It's by Dr. Charlotte Jones Burton and her husband, Delvin Burton. Great people, really a lot of deep insights into helping you really identify what's really important to you and how to live your life. Thank you both for being on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
I hope that all of you that are listening have taken and identified in yourself your values, and that you will now learn to focus on your vision and take action. It's so important to not just know the core of who you are, but to really take action on that. Really excited to be able to bring that book to you, and I hope that you will all check it out. On Amazon.com, it's called Viva La Vida by Dr. Charlotte Jones Burton and her husband, Delvin A. Burton. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back with some more exciting books to introduce to you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maish Seibel, a leading authority on women's wellness and menopause. When my wife, Sharon, had her ovaries removed to prevent cancer, she was immediately thrown into early menopause. She needed estrogen to relieve her symptoms, but her doctors weren't sure if it was safe or if it would cause breast cancer. I had to know the truth. After years of research, I discovered there was an estrogen window, a window of opportunity to take estrogen that lowers disease risk and increases estrogen's effectiveness on symptoms. I realized there are millions of other women who are also confused and fearful of taking estrogen. That's why I wrote The Estrogen Window, which just hit #1 bestseller status on Amazon. Find out what women are so excited about. Order your copy now at estrogenwindowbook.com.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to WeHelpYouThrive.com. Check us out and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Thank you for being here with us today. I'm going to talk now with you about another exciting book that just came out. It's called Take the Time, You Are a Good Mom. It's written by a great friend of ours, Melanie Binger. Melanie really spends some time in this book, really diving into what's really the truth in us. You know, in the last segment, we talked about the fact that you need to live your best life and live fully. And Melanie really shares with us not just some simple tips on being a mom, but the deep spiritual journey that she's been on as she created her book and found real freedom in the fact that she is a good mom and that she can share that story with other people who are moms or even dads that are wanting to learn how to be able to really pour into their children and invest it. Melanie's got some great stories she's going to share with us here about how her book was developing.
God goes, he prepares us for the time, for just this time. And, you know, I kind of look back and I don't know if you remember, but when we did my interview, Steve, I was in a car talking to you while my children were inside of a birthday place.
Yeah, I do remember.
So sometimes as a mom, we just have to find the time to get done what needs to be done. And it doesn't always look like maybe what we would want it to look like, but things happen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, life is something that you plan, and then it happens exactly the opposite of what you planned.
Yeah, and, you know, to think that was December, and then, you know, we just kind of went to speaking right, and I was like, okay, it's time. I really need to get this book out. And I kept, you know, it was ready. It's been ready for, what, months now? And I just was kind of sitting on it and dealing with other things in life. And so I picked a date and thought, okay, Thursday's a good day when, you know, I got back. I'd be back from my trip for a week and then be back. Well, I didn't even realize that it was a Thursday after Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. So the timing about being a mom was really appropriate. And it just was kind of a quinky dink that it happened that week.
Yeah. So talk to us a little bit about the interview process. I mean, you talked about, you know, you were in the car, the kids were in playing at the whatever. And, you know, and I know that you've talked before about the interview taking you by surprise and taking you a totally different direction. What was that like?
You know, Steve, it was I think maybe humbling is a good word. I think you really helped me see a little bit of value that I have in myself. I've always kind of struggled personally with my worth and what I offer. And out of that, it really came out of, I thought I would be talking to you about this big business plan that I had, and I shared with you my ideas, and you're like, yeah, that's a great idea, and that's a good idea, and I think those are all books, but let's just go through this process and answer my questions. And so when I did that, out of that came who I really was to the core, that my faith is very important to me and that my family is important to me and that business is there and I love being an entrepreneur and that allows me the time to be with my family and to try to be the best mom that I can be in the way that my heart's desire is, but also to serve God. And so it just, I remember you reading the book back to me, and I thought, it kind of seemed weird to hear my own words. And to think, like, it was a little encouraging to me even as a mom. Like, if that wasn't my words and I was hearing it, I found it encouraging. And so I remember feeling like, I feel like God was showing me that what I had was valuable and who I was valuable. And we always, I don't know, like for me, I would kind of pick a word, you know, you hear entrepreneurs saying, what is your word for the year? And my word has been joy. And because there's been a period of time when there's been a lot of sadness in my life, and I feel like God is bringing that joy back. But also one of the biggest lessons is that comparison steals our joy. And so when I find myself wanting to compare myself to another mom or another parent, whether I can do that or not, or another business owner, like, why doesn't my business look like that? It's been a really quick thing for me to learn to stop and to realize to not compare myself, that God made me just for who I was and that was okay and that I was in this season of my life at this time and not to compare myself to, you know, maybe I'm in, you know, chapter 2 or 3 of my chapter of my book where someone else may be ahead in 10 or, you know, we're just in different seasons. And when you garden, sometimes, you know, I always think of gardening. I think it's the funniest thing because some people love to, like, you know, plant seeds and watch everything like sprout up. That is not me. I like instant gratification. I like to go get some 1 gallon and some 5 gallon buckets and put those in my yard and then go, okay. And then, you know, then some few starters is okay. But when I start, I like to get the weeds out and I like some instant gratification. And so, I just think that, you know, everybody's in a different season. We all approach things differently and that God has prepared us each for where we're at right now. And that it's so important not to compare ourselves as moms or as business owners, or just as a person to somebody else's gifts to where we are right now in our life.
That is really important for us to keep in mind because it's so easy to compare our lives to somebody else and then judge ourselves as less than because we're not them. But the flip side to it is what if they flipped that script? And what if they judged their life by us? So I know that there was even maybe a little bit of resistance in you from the time we got the book done to the time that the book came out. You know, you talked about it being a couple of months. Talk to us a little bit about that. You know, there's a lot of people out there that they have a book done or partially done, and they're just sitting on it as opposed to sharing it. Talk us through that for you, you know, what that was like for you.
Well, I think, you know, it's like sometimes it's the unknown. We don't know. Or we think, like, what is somebody going to think of us? Or, you know, because if you put your story out there and it's personal, then you might be judged. Or maybe, you know, I think there's self-sabotage, I'll just say it. You know, sometimes people are afraid of success or we just don't know. And I think it's important to remember Jeremiah 29:11. And it talks about where God says he knows that the plans that he has for us, not to harm us, but to prosper us. And what I'll tell you is, you know, you came up with the title of my book, right? And I thought, take the time, you're a good mom. Well, and first of all, that is just really... It's good because I do try to take the time, and there are times in my life when I tried to implement stuff to be able to be more present with my children. And that I talk about in the book how I had to intentively, you know, do things to be silly with my kids because I was so sad and so stressed at a time in my life that my kids had told me I wasn't fun anymore. And so I talk about that. But I think the thing is that I would just encourage people to do it because you don't know what you don't know. And if you have that book, or that story, you really are ready for such a time as this. And the part that is, I never knew what would come out of that, I guess is what I want to say, Steve. Mm-hmm. So the book launched a week ago, and I already have a speaking invitation at a church, which my heart's desire is to go and speak at churches to women's group or at women's retreats. And I have the Christian Network, and I do that. But my goal is to really go in and inspire women and to let them know, no matter where they've been, that they are lovable and that God loves us and that's where we're at. And so I already have a speaking engagement that we're talking about. But also, I feel like I have they say we have a program in each book. And I feel like next month in June, I'm going to have a challenge to take the time for a week. And each person is different, but when we look at our faith, our family, and our business, there is an area that maybe there's an area in each one, or there just might be one area where we really need to take the time. And so if it's for your faith, you know, maybe it's just taking 15 minutes a day to be in God's word or to turn on worship music. And so learning to take the time in different ways or to turn off, you know, with our family, to just turn our phones off and set them aside for 15 minutes and really truly play with our kids and be present. Because when you give your kids 15 minutes of your time, it's amazing what it does. And, you know, I've really been, it's kind of even challenged myself to be more present. I have a daughter who's 7 and another daughter who's 10. And my youngest, Capella, loves to read. And she, this weekend, read her children's Bible from church, from start to finish. She's a very good reader, and it was a children's Bible, but she really wanted to read it. And so I noticed that, you know, first of all, I know it's her favorite book. That she would read her Bible, and it's so fun at school. She feels that I read the Bible, and she puts down the chapters. But I saw that she really wanted to finish it. So I sat down, and I was with her the last part when she finished the book. And then I really took the time to say, what are your favorite stories in the Bible? What do you like? You know, because Esther's mine, but I thought she really has a calling and is loving the Bible. So as a mom, I wanted to know what was speaking to her. And I think it's amazing that when we take the time, just the love that our child feels, but also how they can fill us with their love. And that, you know, and it's just amazing how those few minutes can make a difference. And, you know, sometimes 15 minutes as a mom is impossible, you know, and I have, it can just, it's amazing. Like I have this thing, I call it potty verses. And I have a little thing on the, in our bathroom that spins. It's like a calendar of the day and it has a different verse each day. It sits up like in a shelf. So it's more sanitary, but we flip it each day. And when I, sometimes as a mom just going in there, that's the time, the only time that I have to be in God's word. But you know, it's putting those things strategically in my life so that I am getting it. And I can go in there and I'll remember like when my kids were little, I would go in and it's all I could do. You know, as a mom, sometimes you're going to the bathroom holding your baby, let's just face it. But you know, you can still read the verse. And I would be amazed at how God would use that one verse throughout the day when I met somebody. You know, I'm learning the verses and I'm at a time in my life where I really want to be more in God's word and to know that, because I'm so amazed at how his promises are so real and how they fill me. And I think we all go through that different season in our life, because I've never been in a place where I have really sought God's word as much as I do now. But, you know, that one verse, or if you allow him, he will use it in many ways throughout the day.
Mm. I like what you said, Melanie, because it's really important that we really, you know, we really give ourselves permission to have the time that we have and then take it and take it in and enjoy it, as opposed to, you know, I mean, because you could have gone the other way with the story. You could have said, you know, and all I had was a little calendar that had one verse on it, and that's all I was reading, and I'm such a horrible person, and, you know, woe is me. And I'm proud of you for taking it the other direction, because it really does need to be brought out that way. You know, I was a single parent of five for about 4.5 years, so I know how crazy a single mom, single dad, you know, how crazy their life can get. You know, you got the little one that, you know, you got to remind him to change clothes every day, you know, and the older one that has some kind of emotional crisis every day, you know, so you just go on through with life. So the book's out. You shared a little bit of your results. You know, you've already been asked to speak one place. What other kind of results have you seen over the course of this last couple of weeks since your book came out and is now a bestseller?
I did think a lot of support from my family and friends and other people that I do business with. Just people really proud of me. People saying, wow, I didn't even know you were doing that. And honestly, isn't that true? That sometimes we hide what we have. Mm. And I think when we... I don't know. I think when you finally just give it to God, for me, that's what it is in my life. When I finally turn everything over to God, then it's for him. And so they've asked so many different questions about, you know, what money would I make? What, you know, and I'm like, I have no idea. You know, it's not even about that to me. It's more about encouraging people. And so I think the results that I would have is that it's just made it easier for me to share my story. And I definitely feel it's given me some credibility. It's given me an opportunity to talk about the Christian network that I launched more, to talk about, you know, people said, well, what's in there? And I talked about just how I, you know, we spoke, there's a little bit in there about the Courageous Beginning Bags of the foundation that I'm forming for giving back to human trafficking. So it's just given me an easier platform to talk mm-hmm. about the passion of what I have and what God has called me to do. And I think I'm just a little surprised, really, about what's to come. And I think that, you know, I would just, what I really want to say is I would encourage you to do it. You know, I know, I mean, with working with Steve and Kathy, they really do help you get your story out. And, you know, I have had a couple of people say different things to me about, you know, because maybe it's not perfect or it wasn't, you know, when you and I did it, we said that it would be more in a conversational form. As they read the books, it'd be like they were reading to me, and I had a few people comment to me about some different things. And I said, well, you know, when you read a book, I hope that you hear my voice. That's what it's supposed to be. And I think before, I always kind of deal with that perfection. Like, I want everything to be perfect. Mm-hmm. And after it was out, I kind of didn't care. Because, you know what? It's out. I can always change something, but, you know, it's the ideas that are coming with that, because I'm such a huge visionary of different projects that I can do, how I can work with moms, how I can work with families to take the time, different things I can do in my business, and just setting small goals, you know. And if you just set one goal a day in each area, so three goals maybe a day or three goals a week, how that implementation would be so much easier to move forward. So it's just kind of give me the freedom to not be perfect. And I was, I guess really that's what I thought, is that it wasn't going to be perfect and people would judge me. And there's freedom because, you know, not a lot of people become bestsellers. I am, and thank you to you and Kathy. I appreciate it. I think, but it's really not about the title, Steve, to me. I think the biggest gift has been the value that I have found in myself that I have to offer. That I do have something to offer, and that I can encourage a mom, and that, you know, even to read it, it's an encouragement to me to remind myself that I'm in this season, and that, you know, like this weekend, to sit down and really ask my daughter, what are your favorite books of the Bible? Or at nighttime to just, you know, when I'm really tired, and, you know, my one daughter, she loves talking at night, and sometimes I'm tired and I'm ready for them to go to bed so I can have some quiet time. But to really, you know, to remember to crawl in bed beside her, to lay down there, and to listen to what she has to talk about, because we won't always have that time as parents. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think that's just been the biggest gift to me, is that it's okay that I'm not perfect. It's allowed me, it's really just encouraged me to move forward and to maybe, you know, I know we talk about in business about just launching stuff and getting going and perfecting it as we go. And I always want to get everything lined up and planned out. And I think that's been the biggest thing with the network, is that, you know, like when we had talked about before about how I thought about doing, like, how to be unstoppable in your business, because that's kind of was my business plan. And through the network, God has taught me, and I've been speaking on, to be unstoppable with the grace of God. And so each month I take a different letter. And this month, last month we talked about trust, and this month we've been talking about obedience. And next month the letter's P. And I don't know what I'm really going to be sharing next month on yet, because, you know, it's taking the time to wait and be in the presence of God and letting him lead me there. And so I don't have to be perfect. So I can tell you that P will not be about being perfect. And that's about all I can tell you, is that, you know, maybe it'll be present, taking the time to be present with God. Mm-hmm. And I'm just very grateful to have a book out there, and that, you know, God has prepared me for just this time.
Yeah.
And we'll see what comes.
Yay. So go back in your virtual time machine to Melanie in November of last year, when she is debating back and forth, am I going to do this? Am I not going to do it? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. What would you tell yourself now that you know, now that you've been through the process?
I would have said to do it sooner, to just do it, to trust the process and to just do it.
Mm.
Because I think of where I'm at now, really, maybe I would have been here 3 months ago. I could have been, you know, I could have been helping people sooner. I always think, like, you know, sometimes God has something for us, or we're in a situation and we want it to change. But if we don't give God permission, or we don't say, okay, God, I'm willing, he's not going to change that. He doesn't address that situation or do that until we're willing. So I don't know. I mean, some people think I'm crazy, but I would tell the people that are sitting on their books, and I know there's a few of us, to don't worry about being perfect, and to just go out there and do it. You know, it was fun. I did a launch from home, and I did the virtual, and then I had a few people come to my house and be with me, and it was a really great time. You know, my mom was here, one of my really good friends. I had a cousin come by that I hadn't seen. You know, and it was interesting because I'm learning about all this different technology, and I'm thinking, when you're using these different platforms, there's so much to learn, but it's okay. It wasn't perfect. It still worked, and it was fun. And so I would just tell myself earlier to do it and to not worry about it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the poison is in trying to be perfect. Mm-hmm.
The book is called Take the Time, You Are a Good Mom. It's by Melanie Binger. It's a bestseller on Amazon. It's actually a bestseller in two categories, by the way. It actually made it on the hot new releases the next day and was still in a bestseller category and paid the next day. So a lot of really exciting things have already happened and even more still to come. Melanie, thanks for taking the time today to share with us your bestseller success story.
Thank you. Thanks to you, Kathy, because the two of you are a blessing in my life.
We really can learn from this book how important the things that we do in life are. Often things like being a mom is one of those things that you feel kind of back in the sidelines. But believe me, you are a good mom, and the work and the effort that you're putting forth is totally worth it. We'll be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maish Seibel, a leading authority on women's wellness and menopause. When my wife Sharon had her ovaries removed to prevent cancer, she was immediately thrown into early menopause. She needed estrogen to relieve her symptoms, but her doctors weren't sure if it was safe or if it would cause breast cancer. I had to know the truth. After years of research, I discovered there was an estrogen window, a window of opportunity to take estrogen that lowers disease risk and increases estrogen's effectiveness on symptoms. I realize there are millions of other women who are also confused and fearful of taking estrogen. That's why I wrote The Estrogen Window, which just hit number one bestseller status on Amazon. Find out what women are so excited about. Order your copy now at estrogenwindowbook.com.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to WeHelpYouThrive.com. Check us out and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. We're talking today again about some of our upcoming and already existing best-selling books. We have shared some amazing stories with you today, and I've got one more. I'm going to warn you going into it right now that this is not only an amazing story, but this one will rock your socks. This one is going to challenge you in your stuff and then leave you with absolute hope. In fact, the book is called All I Ever Had Was Hope. And it is, I guarantee you, if you will read this book, you too will walk away and say, you know what? I may not have ever had all of the things that I wanted. I've had some things I've wanted, and I've not gotten some of the things that I've wanted. But one thing I know that I've always had, and that's hope. That God is with me, and that if he's with us, who can be against us? So I really encourage you, as I talk to Stephanie Ellis, the writer of All I Ever Had Was Hope, that you listen in and find hope in your own life regardless of your situations. I'm here today with Stephanie Ellis, and she is going to talk to us about her amazing new book, All I Ever Had Was Hope. Hi, Stephanie. It's so good to have you here with us.
Well, thank you for having me, Steve.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you here. Your book is amazing. I have to tell you, a lot of your poetry is hard for me to read without crying, and that is totally meant as a compliment.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. So talk to us a little bit about your life's journey. What got you to the point where you were able to write this story?
Being broken, being lonely, being rejected, being at that darkest moment. I didn't act out. I acted out with pen and paper. I think it was better for me to put my emotions on paper than to act out, you know, verbally. And then once I released it on paper, I felt better about the situation. I understood it better.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm so proud of you. You know, you've been so open with some of the things that you went through. And I love the title. What does it mean to you when you think of the phrase, all I ever had was hope?
I thought about God just sustaining me and keeping me through all those moments, Steve, through all those times when I just really needed him, just those words and just trusting his words no matter what. A lot of his word gave me faith, it gave me hope, and also just carried me through. I love watching movies of like The Passion of Christ. So I remember when people do you harm, the last word Jesus said was forgiveness. Mm-hmm. So that's all inside of me. And just God said, you know what, trust me. And hope is what I carry. It just carried me through. I'm hoping to get better. I hope I feel better. I hope I get past this. It's always hope.
And now that you've come through all of this stuff, what would you say to somebody who is in the midst of it?
No matter what's going on in your life, hold on, recognize what's going on, and you have permission to do that. Stop, analyze it. How are you feeling on the inside? Take a pen and paper and write exactly how you feel. Don't leave anything out. And what are you going to do to move forward? What do you desire to move forward? Because we have to make that choice. It's up to us. There's nobody going to save us besides us. There's nobody going to save me besides Stephanie. You have to make your own choice if you want to be saved. Mm.
In the end, regardless of what you're going through, and you share some pretty intense stuff that you went through as a kid, in this book, but regardless of what a person's going through, I think the book is great for them to read, to you know, see just how bad it could be, but also to see that ray of hope through all of it, that ability to be able to say, you know, this is not a good circumstance, this is not something I chose, not something that I want to go through, but what I can choose is to look forward to a future and to choose hope and to choose a good attitude and a good spirit and all of those kind of things, rather than, you know, let's be honest, the bitterness and the anger and all of those other things that if anybody has a right to have it, you probably do, but you didn't choose that. And I'm so proud of you.
No, I didn't choose that. I grew up in a neighborhood where people chose that. You know what, Steve? That's what I didn't want. I didn't want that sad face, Steve. I didn't want to be left behind, Steve. So I just kept moving. I didn't stop. I just kept moving. I'm going to keep moving. I'm going to keep moving because God has gave me the passion to continue on. It's not over with, and that's what I know. It's more to come. I give God all my glory.
Mm-hmm. It's so good to have something to hold on to in the midst of, not to mention, of course, the fact to finally come out of some stuff and be able to be at a place where you can start healing. How how is your life now? I mean, the book tells some pretty grueling things, but tell us about how great your life is now.
Well, right now I am a single mom. I'm a director at a daycare. I have my own in-home business. I've been writing. So right now my life is great. I meditate. I work out faithfully. I eat healthy. I dance a lot. I spend time with a lot of my family and friends. Life is great, Steve. And right now I'm in Anita Carmen's ministry leadership, where I can go out and talk to young women who are broken and give them opportunities. You know, just show them, just hold on. If you had something to hold on to, it would be hope, hoping for a better tomorrow.
Brokenness isn't a permanent condition. It's a season in your life. It's something that you absolutely can come out of, no matter how dark the storm may be. And I love some of the messages of hope in here. Do you have the poems? Do you have any of them memorized?
Yes, I have a lot of poems.
Yeah. give us, can you recite one of your poems for us?
Yes, I can, Steve. Let me go inside my notes. I'm always writing. Can I recite the one? This is my latest poem.
Yeah.
The latest poem I've written, I was on my lunch break at home, and the spirit led me to write this poem here. The name of this poem here is called Don't Let Me Die.
Okay.
Okay. It's a poem to God. Dear God, don't let me die with my greatness. Buried 6 feet deep, dirt cover on top of me, vortex on his feet, vortex. She never did reach her destiny. Father God, don't let me die. Don't let me die. With my love folded up in shame, nobody would ever remember my name. Don't let me die. My purpose I have never reached. My mission I have never searched. Don't let me die. Loud cries coming from my soul when I lay in my casket. My spirit shamed when I reach heaven. The gates have been locked. Don't let me die. Let my light shine now, Father God, among millions. Don't let me die. Guide me to my destiny. Show me my purpose. Teach me my mission. Don't let me die. I need my abundance now. Don't let me die. Mm.
See, I told you guys, she's an awesome poet, and the whole book isn't poetry, but there's some awesome poetry that just brings to light the hope inside of the story, and I love the way you did that, Stephanie, because, you know, there are some times when you're just reading through the story part of the book that you're like, ugh, I don't know if I can handle any more of it, and then you give us a poem, and in that poem, there is this glimmer of hope of the young child that you were and the wonderful lady that you are now that really shows people this too will pass and hope will bring you forward.
Yeah. It will, Steve. It really will. Just hold on to it. That's God's promises.
So what is one thing that somebody listening to the show that feels hopeless, because, you know, we all have hit that place in our life. What would be the one thing you would say to them today?
Go to the restroom. Look in the mirror. Stand up. Have a conversation with yourself. And ask yourself and tell yourself, I deserve hope. I am worthy. I am love. I am peace. I am a daughter or a king of Most High God. I am me. I am somebody. I have a purpose. I have a mission. I have a dream inside of me that needs to come out. I am who I am because God says I am.
I hope that everybody will take that to heart today. All I Ever Had Was Hope by Stephanie Ellis is going to be available to you extra special for free during, do you have a specific hour that you're going to do your free launch?
Yes, actually, we have it on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. No, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Saturday morning.
Saturday morning, and that's Eastern time, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So between 10 and 11 Eastern time, and I'll let everybody else do their own math on that, but that's like 7 a.m. Pacific to 8 a.m. Pacific time. You can get a free copy of this amazing book. This is not only going to be our next bestseller, I absolutely guarantee that it will, but this is a book that will help you find hope. It'll show you ways to have hope. It'll give you hope when you don't have any, and it will allow your spirit to lift and really soar as you read it. Stephanie, again, I just can't thank you enough for pouring yourself into this book and being so open and honest with us.
Well, thank you, and Chessie, for the opportunity just to pull it out of me and give me the opportunity to write the book. I appreciate everything. But sometimes you have that fear on the inside, like other people might have, well, I'm not worried. I can't write no book. I can't do this. I can't. But see, we stand inside our head. But what's on the inside of us tell them we can do it. I will do it. I need to do it.
I encourage all of you to pick up the book, All I Ever Had Was Hope, by Stephanie Ellis, and encourage yourself that you can do it. Thank you so much, Stephanie. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Steve.
I want to take these last few minutes here and I want to talk to you. We've brought to you three really amazing books. Viva la Vida, Living Your Life, You Are a Good Mom. I mean, think about that for just a minute. And then Stephanie talking to us about All I Ever Had Was Hope, an emotional but empowering journey that she went through and the life that she now lives thanks to that hope. And so I want to really take a few minutes to encourage you. I mean, think about it for just a second. We've all been through things, but what are the things that we have come through and we're now on the other side of? How can we live our life to the fullest? How can we embrace the fact that we're good at what we do? If you're a mom, if you're a business owner, whatever you do, look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know what? You're good at that. Allow yourself, as Melanie was talking to us about, to emphasize in your own life the time that you do spend rather than beating yourself up over the fact that you could do more, that you should have done more. Stop living in that place of should-haves and begin to live in a place, like Stephanie shared with us, of hope. Give yourself credit for what you've done and live in that wonderful, impactful, empowering, dynamically exciting place that is hope. I hope for every single one of you today that you feel that you have that in your life, that there's a goal you're going after, and that you can also look back at what was in your life, and you can see that in good and bad, all of those times, God was with you, and that you always had the ability to hope and to move forward, and that your life isn't over. Maybe you're in a position right this minute where it feels hopeless, but I'm here to tell you, your life is not yet over. You were created for a reason, and now is the time to live it. I want to give a special shout out to my wife, Kathy, and to all of the people at bestsellersguild.com. Kathy really pours herself into the group and really shares with people how they can be best-selling authors. And we've helped a whole lot of people become bestsellers, and there's a whole bunch more upcoming. And I want you to be on that list. I want you to share your message with the world, because whatever you do, whoever you are created for a reason. The world needs specifically you, and Kathy and I want to help you thrive. We want to share your bestseller with the world. Yes, so that you can get the credibility and the credentialing that you need, but more importantly, because your message needs to be shared with the world. So I'm going to encourage you, like I do every week. Number one, go to bestsellersguild.com, join the group. If you're not part of the group, join now And number two, I want you to know you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. Kathy and I are here to help you live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.